Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you're having a great Wednesday night. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having just a great everything. And if you're not, I'm sorry, okay? I wish I could do something about it, but I can't. What I can do, and what I'm contractually obligated to do, is to sit here and hang out with you. For the next 3 hours, that's exactly what the hell I'll be doing. I'll be chatting about sports. It is the JR Sport Brief. I would happen to be JR. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to us live from New York City. And we've already been hanging out for an hour. And so if you've missed the first hour, oh man, it sucks for you. Where you been? The free Audacy app. You can start from the beginning. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can start from the beginning. You can kind of play catch up while I'm here. That's for everyone who always asks, oh, I want to hear all 4 hours. My radio station plays 3 hours, but I want to hear all four. It's technology. Use it. The Audacy app. Thank you to everybody that is listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Well, we got hundreds of them all over the country. Here in Atlanta, my people listening in on 92.9 The Game. Me, I'm just hanging out on Peachtree Street. Thank you to all my friends and family out in San Diego. Everybody up in Seattle, Vancouver, Chicago, New Orleans, Florida. Messi scored another goal tonight in Florida. People in the Carolinas, Ohio, Boise, Montana. I mean, I can go on. What's up, Maine? Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal. It's so cool to be sitting here just talking about sports. I mean, what a job I got. What a bum I am. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Last hour, if you missed it, we talked about all of the schools, all of the colleges that are moving around. I'm talking about conference realignment in college. So we know about the Pac-12 might as well not exist anymore. Could be down to six teams in a year or two before you know it. Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, they're thinking about leaving. We know about Colorado going to the Big 12. We know about USC, UCLA going to the Big 10. Today, Wednesday, Florida State is like, listen, we might leave the ACC because we ain't making enough money on our television deal with ESPN. So there's so much going on. Right before we went to break, we talked about these gambling issues in Iowa, between Iowa and Iowa State. You got student athletes who have been betting on games. They are being investigated. Not a good look for your college career. Damn it, not a good look to the start for your life. And we know gambling, it can be addicting. And I made this point right before we went to break. You can easily gamble nowadays. You don't got to find no bookie. You don't got to find the neighborhood dude. You don't have to go to a casino. You can open up your phone. You can have somebody place the bet for you. I don't have to be a rock. And Derek Jeter's watching Messi. Of course he is. Derek Jeter hanging out in the suite. I'm looking at television in the studio, and Derek Jeter is just hanging out in Miami. What a life. Anyway, addiction, it's real. I don't need to know a study to know that we probably have more young people. And when I say young, I'm not just talking about folks in college or high school. I'm sure that there are kids kind of like getting ready to go to high school and middle school who are probably familiar with gambling, who've probably been exposed to gambling at an earlier age than you or I were. That might just be the facts. And so we all know addiction is real. And when it comes down to professional sports or college sports, sports in general, gambling has torn apart lives, and it will continue to do so. And I think the more that we educate anybody about the dangers of it, the better off we'll be. But everybody has their vices. And so it's an issue that I hope doesn't grow too ridiculous in the college sports world, as Iowa and Iowa State have this spotlight on them and their student athletes who might not be student athletes if they get the boot, because there's pretty much low tolerance for gambling on your games here as a student athlete. And that's kind of going to move me to another story that came up today, which was just absolutely wild. We know about the trade deadline. Happened yesterday. New York Mets, a big topic of conversation. No Verlander, no Scherzer. The New York Mets, whatever. They got to figure out their lives over the next 2 years. The New York Yankees caught a lot of crap as well. Tonight, the New York Yankees did win a game. They beat the Rays 7-2. Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run. Gleyber Torres had a bunch of hits. Good for the New York Yankees for picking up a victory. Prior to the game, the New York Yankees lost a starting pitcher. The Yankees lost someone who threw a perfect game last month. The New York Yankees lost Domingo Germán. Yes, and he's had one hell of a season. He's made 20 starts. He struck out 114 guys in 108 innings, but his season has really been up and down. He's finishing his year with an ERA of 4.5. And literally, think about this. Earlier on in the season, he was suspended for sticky stuff, his hands. They kicked him out the game. Hey, man, you got to wash your hands. Your hands are too sticky. They gave him the boot. He was suspended. In one game, he gave up 10 runs. 10 runs he gave up. And then the next game, he threw that perfect game. And today, the New York Yankees had to put Domingo Germán on the restricted list for alcohol abuse. Yeah. I mean, you might remember there was an incident that he was already suspended for a few seasons ago. He was at a birthday party for a teammate, a social event in the summertime, and I guess he had too much to drink. He had a domestic issue with his wife at the event. A couple of the other Yankees had to intervene and kind of just kind of, hey, bro, what are you doing? He was suspended for that. And so I assume, and all I can do is assume, and I can't assume this, the issues still persist. Brian Cashman, he spoke to the media. That's the general manager of the New York Yankees. He spoke before the game, and he told everybody, don't expect to see Domingo Germán, you know, back with the New York Yankees this season. Listen to this.
I know it's very early, but do you expect him back this season?
No.
So he's out for the year?
He's on the restricted list. Do not expect him back this year. And he's dealing with the most important issues right in front of him now. But you're not going to see him pitch this year for us.
Ouch. Ouch. So the New York Yankees, afterwards, they go out here, they win a game. They now have a record of 56-52. But now they're missing a starting pitcher. Messi scored another goal. How about two goals tonight for Messi? What a guy. making it look like he makes the MLS even look lesser than it is. What a great. But the New York Yankees are I'm not going to say they're cooked. Nestor Cortez is coming back, and, you know, I just talked about gambling addiction. I think there's people listening to me right now that might be able to relate to one or the other, or they might relate to both, that whether it's gambling or alcohol. And so Domingo Germán, I mean, his issues have played out in public over the past several years, and it actually reminds me of another New York Yankee who had to go to rehab in 2015 for alcohol as well. And this is someone who you might say is like a borderline Hall of Famer. That's CeCe Sabathia. Six-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner. Helped the Yankees to a World Series in 2009. Much more accomplished than Domingo Germán. CeCe Sabathia had to go to rehab in 2015. If you remember or recall some of the issues. He said, I was at Jay-Z's birthday party. I ended up butt naked on a beach. My wife had to find me. You know what? And that's just recreationally. I want you to listen to CeCe Sabathia. He spoke to CBS Mornings a couple of years ago, and he talked about his schedule, how he would pitch, but then how he would also drink. Listen to this.
I would pitch. And then the next 3 days, I would drink. So the day after, right after I came out of the game, I would need a drink, and then I would drink the next 3 days, and I would take 2 days off, pitch, and then do it all over again. So I kind of had a routine where I would normalize drinking for 3 days like a bender, and then I would detox myself, be able to pitch, and then do it all over again.
What? That's a functional alcoholic. I'm happy that CeCe Sabathia is still here. There was an incident where he got into a little bit of a riot, leaving a bar. A woman spilled a drink on him, and they had to usher him, his teammates. At this point, he was with Cleveland. Cliff Lee had to punch him to put him in a cab to get him out of there. And so CeCe Sabathia, he continued on with CBS Mornings, and you know, he talked about saying, man, I needed to change my life around and go to rehab. Listen to this.
It was just me waking up, realizing that, you know, I couldn't stop. That weekend in Baltimore, you know, it was 3 days where I just couldn't stop. I wanted to stop drinking, and I couldn't. So, you know, I didn't want to wait.
This was before the game.
This was right before a game, and it was right before the playoffs. I didn't want to wait until I hurt somebody or I had a DUI or I was court-ordered to go to rehab. You know, I wanted to get in front of this and make sure that I was making the right decision for my life, because I'd always put baseball in front of everything. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I needed to put my kids and my family and my health in front of my career.
CeCe Sabathia is a great dude, a great human being. He said that, and he has a book. If you want to go read his book, and it is something, an aspiration of his to try to help as many people kick addiction as possible. He said he knew he had a problem with alcohol from the first time that he had a sip, the first time he had a drink, when he was 14 years old. And CeCe Sabathia is 43 years old right now. And so he's been dealing with this issue for his entire life. And good on him. His kids are, I don't want to say adults, but I know his oldest boy is certainly maybe around 20 right now. And he does his podcast. Very vocal, cool guy, nice guy, one of the nicest dudes you'll meet. And so good on him for being able to kick addiction. And we don't know, and this is not me trying to be curt or flippant, I'm glad that he's kicked it, but you never know when it might kick back. And so good on him for what he's been able to do, and especially for trying to help and encourage others. And so a little bit of a shock today, maybe not so much, to learn that Domingo Germán is no longer going to be pitching for the Yankees this year, due to alcohol abuse, and he's going to go away. He's going to go to rehab and work on himself. And I'm sure with CeCe Sabathia still involved with the New York Yankees, that CeCe Sabathia will likely at some point possibly have a conversation with Domingo Germán. it's not the only news that came down the line today for a pitcher. We learned, and this is also a sad story. Sorry to send you the sad stories, but I think it's possible to end on a positive note despite the sadness. We know that Chicago White Sox closer, Liam Hendricks, who is an all-star in his own right, coming over from the other side of the globe, the other side of the world, to be one of the best pitchers, one of the best closers in the game, we know that he just came back from battling cancer. Well, three-time All-Star, just came back, has only pitched in two games this year, and now we learn today that he is going to need Tommy John surgery. Let's think about this for a minute. He pitched last year, had cancer developing in his body while he pitched, had to go into the offseason, had to deal with the cancer and the recovery, just came back prior to the All-Star break, and now needs to have Tommy John surgery, which is going to put him out probably into next year. He's currently 34 years old, and you don't know what the hell else his career is going to look like. But you know what? Whether you're battling gambling addiction or whether you're battling alcoholism, whether you are Liam Hendricks and you are battling cancer, I think his perspective about a month ago, right before he came back on battling cancer, is the right perspective to have. And he looked at what happened to him. He looked at the cancer that afflicted his body, and Liam Hendricks was able to find a bright side. And it wasn't just about him. It was about other people as well. Listen to him about a month ago.
It was never a thing to me where I ever worried. Like, I never self-involved and looked into it as a why me thing. I looked at it as a why not me. I mean, as some of you may understand, I tend to have a little rosier perspective on life than Gen Pop. So that was my process behind it. I'm like, look, I've got this. This is my next challenge. And we started looking into ways that we can make good of this, whether it be awareness, whether it be like any sort of donations, whether it be helping out people in similar situations. We looked at it as an opportunity.
That's a hell of a way to look at life. Hey, maybe that optimism is what kept Liam Hendricks, you know, moving on. And so, hey, what the hell is Tommy John surgery when you just beat cancer? And maybe that's the type of attitude that Domingo Herman can certainly take as he tries to beat alcoholism. And Liam Hendricks, no better words. And much love to anybody out there listening to me right now that's dealing with something or anything. You know, it could be gambling. It could be an addiction to alcohol or a substance or anything. Damn it, it could be cancer. We all know cancer afflicts too many people. But good on Liam Hendricks. And if you need a little bit of love, consider this some love. Let's play Liam Hendricks' sound one more time. There's always a little bit of light there, regardless of what you're doing. And sometimes finding positivity, if you can help push you through. Listen to it again.
It was never a thing to me where I ever worried, like, I never self-involved and looked into it as a why me thing. I looked at it as a why not me. I mean, as some of you may understand, I tend to have a little rosier perspective on life than Gen Pop. So that was my process behind it. I'm like, look, I've got this. This is my next challenge. And we started looking into ways that we can make good of this, whether it be awareness, whether it be like any sort of donations, whether it be helping out people in similar situations. We looked at it as an opportunity.
Hey, good luck to Domingo Herman and kicking his addiction. Good luck to anybody out there who hears the sound of my voice dealing with addiction, dealing with a physical ailment. Hey, if nobody else loves you, feels you, JR loves you. Good luck to you as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. And I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. About 35 minutes from now, it's going to be time for a new top six list, as I do every Wednesday night. Tonight, with the Hall of Fame game taking place tomorrow, Thursday night, I wanted to give you a top six list of active NFL players who are going to the Hall of Fame. No ands, ifs, buts, or debates. These guys are going into the Hall of Fame. So we'll give you that at the top of the hour. So far here at the start of the show, we've talked about a lot of the conference realignment when it comes down to college athletics. We've talked about the influence of television, everybody trying to get that piece of the pie. I can't even call it television. Streaming, wherever the eyeballs are, you know, people want that bread. That's how these conferences are making money. We talked about Domingo Germán right before the break, New York Yankees pitcher. He went from a perfect game and rehab for alcoholism. We also talked about Liam Hendricks. He just came back from cancer, just returned from cancer, and is now going to have Tommy John surgery. And I'm like, well, damn, if you just beat cancer, Tommy John surgery is probably the least of your worries. But good luck to him. And in both Domingo Germán and their respective recoveries. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Buffalo. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. Appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. How's it going?
I'm good. Shoot.
I'm good. Thanks, man. Yeah, I just want to jump in here and talk about this college football realignment. To me, it just comes down to money, and it comes down to more money and more money and more money. I mean, that's all this is about, the NCAA. And these conferences just want to line their pockets with money. They see it's out there with everything, with the way the world is set up. They know that, look at the money the SEC's made. So they said, well, let's try and get these bigger schools from these weaker conferences, and we're just going to make super conferences here. And, yeah, change is weird. We're going to lose some rivalries and stuff. But to me, we're going to get – I think it's almost like now we're going to – these kids, if they think they have any shot of playing in the NFL – they're going to find out instantly if they have a chance, because they're going to be playing a stiffer competition. And I think for the fans, it's going to be weird at first, but I think once we get used to it, we're going to watch it, and it's basically pro sports at a little smaller level.
Yeah, no, like I said, change is inevitable. And so it may not be the same type of rivalries, but there will be new rivalries. There'll be new events taking place. So something a little fresh there. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, JR? This is John. This is a complete public service announcement and appreciation for you and how well you do your job. And, you know, to wrap up a long day at work and to hear your voice on the radio, I just wanted to, you know, it's funny you bring up Liam Hendricks about cancer, because I want to compare you to Stuart Scott. You know, he's a true visionary of the game, and I honestly think the same thing about you. And you spit cold facts, you put people in their place, you weed through the BS, you don't want to hear any of that. You ask a question, you expect to answer, and if people don't give it to you, you set them straight. So complete appreciation for you and what you do, man.
All right, well, thank you, John. I appreciate you for calling from San Diego. You call me anytime, okay?
You got it.
No doubt about it. And not to tell me nice things, man. You can call me about anything. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, I echo that gentleman's sentiments. you have such a beautiful soul. But what I want to articulate, I mean, my God, you know how to hit the heartstrings and you know how to really, really say what's important in life. When we talk about sports and we talk about addiction, I talked to a friend about sports psychology, and what he articulated to me was, is that specifically in sports, athletes have expectations. They can never live in the moment. They're always thinking, if JR is batting 300, he wants to bat 315, 305. They never are able to enjoy the moment, so they always are looking and forcing themselves to do better. And through that expectation, they find themselves going, wow, I can't do it, I can't do it. So they turn to the bottle, they turn to pills, they turn to whatever. And I think it's something that we could learn about everybody in life. And it happens that people just have so many expectations of themselves, and they cannot enjoy the moment, what they've accomplished, and where they are at right now.
Yeah, it is. It can be difficult. I remember vividly, you know, Ron Artest admitting that he would go in to halftime at NBA games and have a drink. Marshawn Lynch pretty much saying the same thing. We know that people take substances for different reasons, whether they want to kind of numb out, whether they want to, you know, kind of bring things down, whether they want to relax, whether they want to chill. We know a lot of athletes smoke, and a lot of the leagues have now kind of lessened that so the athletes can relax a little bit. But anything, I don't care what it is, we know it could be food. It doesn't have to be, you know, alcohol or hard drugs. I mean, too much of anything can certainly be a detriment. And when you're a professional athlete and you have it all at your fingertips, and you can get a drink, or you go out and somebody buys you a drink, and it opens up Pandora's box, and it opens you up for what happened with CC Sabathia. It's almost, I think, for the layman to understand and go, wow, CC Sabathia would pitch, and then for 3 days, 2 days, he would just drink, and then he would detox, and then go out there and pitch seven innings and strike out 10. It's just like, what? How? It's amazing how your body can adjust when you get on the rat wheel, but it can be tough for a lot of professional athletes. And that doesn't even really get into, you know, how mentally tough a lot of the athletes have to be. We can crap on Kevin Durant of the world for being soft and insensitive. These guys deal with criticism on a completely different level. They deal with hate on a completely different level. I hope you die. You cost me money. It's just, it gets nasty out there, man.
Hey, JR, beautifully said. And everybody, go for your dreams and remember, agents of inclusion, help the world become a better place like JR. Love you, brother.
All right, thank you so much, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, agents of inclusion, if you're not sick of me here, make sure you go ahead and listen to the podcast every week, every Wednesday, new episodes where we talk to Special Olympic athletes about everything that they're able to overcome. And just to talk to the athletes every week, it makes you put things in perspective to go, well, I mean, today's episode was featuring a young lady named Kirstie McCoy. She is someone who was told that she was not going to be able to walk as a child. She is a swimmer, encouraged to swim, obviously walks and swims, actually just came from Berlin representing the United States of America at the World Games, and she is now encouraging and helping other folks to get into the water and swim. This all coming from someone whose parents were told she'll never walk. And so there's always stories of triumph. We always hear about the bad and the negative, what this person can't do and this person can't do that. There's so many amazing stories out there. So thank you, Greg. That podcast is called Agents of Inclusion. Go ahead and check that out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, we got to talk about somebody else dealing with an issue. But I mean, well, damn. I don't want to say anybody deserves anything, but this guy, could you be shocked? His name is Vince McMahon. I'll explain on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, less than 20 minutes from now, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. The NFL Hall of Fame game is going to take place tomorrow between the New York Jets and the Cleveland Browns. And so in honor of the Hall of Fame game, in honor of the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, which will take place this upcoming Saturday in Canton, I'm giving you a top six list of active NFL players who are absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, going to the Hall of Fame. I'll give you that top six list at the top of the hour, so stay tuned on that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In the interim, I've been hanging out with you now for the almost 2 hours, I should say. We talked about colleges moving conferences. We've talked about television deals, Apple, and we'll talk about Apple in a second as they distribute all of Messi's games. We looked at Iowa and Iowa State, the issues that they're having with gambling. We talked about Domingo Germán, his issues with alcohol. You just heard from Marco Belletti. He voluntarily checked himself into a facility to try to get his life on track. So no more Yankee baseball for Domingo Germán. He went from a perfect game to a rehabilitation facility. It's wild. Liam Hendricks just came back from battling cancer, now out with Tommy John. I have a feeling he has had a bigger fight with cancer than anything that will take place following his Tommy John surgery. Someone else dealing with issues, and oh my God, in every year of his life, of which I think at this point he has been around for, I don't know, Shep, what Vince McMahon is, what is he like, he's 77 years old.
I was about to say he's closer to 80 than he is 70.
He's 77 years old, and it feels like throughout the course of the past, I don't know, 40 years, there have been issues with Vince McMahon. Beef. He's a billionaire. God bless him. This man has taken wrestling and he's turned it into a viable entertainment option distributed on USA, distributed on Fox. He makes money. He tours. It's one of the biggest and most profitable entertainment entities on planet Earth. It doesn't matter how you feel about wrestling or this form of entertainment. It makes money. And it's made him a very wealthy man. Now, having said that, Vince McMahon has had to deal with his share of controversies, whether it's steroids or drugs, the health of his athletes, and I will call them athletes. These dudes aren't just professional wrestlers. Man, there has to be some type of athleticism going into what these athletes do, what these wrestlers do. If you've seen it, jumping, flying. You have Olympians who participate in WWE. You got dudes who get off their couch. WWE has even, over the years, recruited athletes from college to participate and learn the business. We can look at someone who stepped into UFC, someone who became heavyweight champion, someone, damn it, who even was close to making the Minnesota Vikings and Brock Lesnar. And so Vince McMahon has had his share of controversies, how he treats them, health care, steroids, drugs, etc., and he's had his own issues. We know now at 77 years old, Vince McMahon had to step away temporarily from running the WWE because of allegations that he paid millions of dollars to women as hush money to kind of shut them up because of his own disgusting behavior. And it was said that he was paying this money out of the WWE budget. And so he had to go away. He was investigated internally by the WWE. He had to pay almost $20 million back to the company, and he left. And then he came back. And now he's pretty much leading the charge in this combined entity between the WWE and UFC, which is owned by Endeavor, which is a media entertainment representation company for anyone who is not familiar. And so Vince McMahon is kind of sort of back in the saddle. He's looking up from above and still being the boss. But today we learned that Vince McMahon, he has other issues and problems, and not just from paying out anybody or hush money. The WWE, it was acknowledged, or they told everyone, that July 17th, federal law enforcement agents executed a search warrant and served a federal grand jury subpoena to Mr. McMahon, to Vince McMahon. No charges have been brought in these investigations. They wanted to make that clear. And Vince McMahon, why is he being served a federal grand jury subpoena? It's an SEC investigation. Securities, stock exchange. They want to make sure that there was no funny business going on with a publicly traded company for a man who paid money from the company and paid people off in hush money and now paid it back to the company. That's a little tricky there. And so Vince McMahon, we've also learned, is someone who prides himself on being in top physical condition. He had major spinal surgery. And so he is going to be away from the WWE for quite some time. And for Vince McMahon, I'm sure that is going to be a shot to his ego, whatever his physical ailment is with his back. But is anybody shocked at his behavior? Like paying hush money out for, you know, sexual misconduct and paying off employees for saying disgusting things to them, doing disgusting things allegedly. This is the same Vince McMahon who more than 20 years ago, maybe this is from 25 years ago, he was on television. This is a Hall of Famer in his company, Trish Stratus, a woman. He was on USA Network, and he made this lady bark like a dog in the middle of the ring. And if he's doing this on television, and what the hell is he doing behind the scenes in private? Listen to this man kind of detail. And this is all for show. Listen to this.
Well, I asked her to get down on all fours. And then from there, I asked Trish to speak doggies, if you would. She actually barked, "I'm sorry." Then from there, that wasn't degrading enough. No, that wasn't humiliating enough. I asked Trish Stratus to remove her coat. And I must say, I felt like you were a little reluctant to do that. And then from there, I asked Trish to remove her blouse. And that wasn't good enough. I then asked Trish to remove her skirt. And then there she stood in all her glory until I asked Trish to remove her bra. And did she ever?
Yeah, it sounds like a guy who only thought of these things for entertainment purposes in the ring. Yeah, it sounds like a guy who wouldn't dare ask any of his employees to do this, you know, on the road, in a hotel room, in the back of an arena. His imagination was only used, I guess, for entertainment purposes. So Vince McMahon at 77 years old, It's been a slow decline, and now we've learned about this physical ailment with his back. Things ain't going to get any easier here for this 77-year-old Vincent McMahon. The WWE will go on with or without him. It is way too valuable. Speaking of value, this happened a few minutes ago, and we talked about it for a second. Lionel Messi is still out here scoring goals. Lionel Messi has played 3 games in MLS so far, just showed up, and has 5 goals. He scored in the 7th minute. He scored again with about 20 minutes left in the match. And ultimately, Miami beat Orlando 3-1 tonight in this League's Cup, which basically pits MLS teams versus teams in the Mexican League. And I want you to take a listen to the second goal from Lionel Messi, courtesy of Apple. Listen.
Still Robert Taylor. Floats it towards Joseph Martinez. Settles. Messi! It continues to go.
That's 5 goals in 3 games. If you are able to score a goal a game, you're already ahead of the curve. You're not supposed to do that, barely. If 5 goals in 3 games, I guess this is what it would be if, I don't know, Jokic or LeBron went over and played in, I don't want to say the Spanish league, the Italian league. Like, Messi is... He's lighting them up, man. Shep, are you a little excited about what this guy's doing at all?
He makes it look so easy that you just become numb to it, JR. Honestly, you don't even appreciate it.
Yeah, there's an it shows you what type of level he's on, and it shows you the level that MLS is aspiring to be. And I just find it so cool to see Messi here in the States. And to know what soccer can continue to grow to be. Every game is somebody new. LeBron goes to see Messi. Serena goes to see Messi. Kardashian goes to see Messi. Today, Derek Jeter wants to see Messi. And Puff Daddy and Khaled. It's just, soccer is, it's growing. If I'm baseball in another, I don't know, 20 years, maybe it doesn't take that long, I'm on the lookout for soccer, man. Because America might be finally catching up to the world's game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. You don't got to wait too much longer. At the top of the hour, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a top 6 list. Active NFL players who, without a shadow of a doubt, are going to go to the Hall of Fame when they're done. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? Get Joy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a Get Joy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.